All right. So as you know, we're going away this weekend.
I know.
And
audience doesn't know.
You're right. So we are going away this weekend, staying at the Hershey Park campground. May or may not go to Hershey Park, kind of depending on the timeline, because we're going to a concert. So we're actually going for the concert. But if we have time, we'd like to. Haven't taken the girls there since they were babies. I don't know that our youngest has ever actually been to the park. Okay. Now, you go to Hershey Park every year at this point.
Right.
What do you think about Hershey Park versus the other theme parks
in the
world?
Like Disney World.
Yeah. I don't know. Disneyland. I don't know where.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have been to Six Flags.
I'm not a big rides person at all. Like if I could not go on a ride, I'd be good. But I'll tell you what I think the difference is, and maybe just me. Like if I were to go on a ride, I would go on a ride with a theme, like a backstory, an introduction that happens maybe more in Disney World. Like they kind of walk you through, they give you a story of what's going on, and then you go on the adventure, for lack of a better term. Whereas I see like a roller coaster at Hershey Park, and it's just roller coaster.
Just like the thrill.
Correct. That I would avoid. I think I'd be more willing to do the thrill if it was attached with some type of background. Now, don't get me wrong either. If it's a background and then it's like three loop-de-loops and whatever, I'll probably still pass on that. But I think that would be my thought process.
Disney World.
100%. I would go to Disney World every day before I went to Hershey Park.
Okay. I'm going to go. Maybe we'll go if we go this weekend.
Time decision or is it?
I think it is because, you know, we're going to leave Friday sometime if we get out there, depending on time. And it's not, you know, for a family of five, it's not, you know, buy the tickets. And
are they ready to go? Like, are they invested in it? Or are they either way as well?
We're like a family divided. We have like some thrill seekers, some like.
Yeah.
Grace, no, thank you. She'd be happy to go nowhere near a theme park or a roller coaster.
Yeah, I'd be right there with her. All right. All right. Well, good luck with your decision. Are you ready for this episode?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Beyond the Bell. My name is Ryan Pina. I am the principal over at OMS.
And I'm Stacey Arts, the principal at TES and supervisor of special services.
We are back with another special episode. We are going to do a quick recap of our book club, Thrivers. And this is our second meeting recap. So we had one meeting. It went really well. We talked about a lot of different things. And now we're going to transition into our recap for our second one. And my biggest takeaway, I think, from this meeting was I really liked I know we're kind of going maybe in reverse, but I really like the situational things that we talked about at the very end of the meeting that kind of allowed us as school administrators and school teachers to interact with parents and what our both ends of the feedback were for these particular situations.
Yeah. I know
the scenarios. I know you kind of ran that portion. Was there anything that stood out to you? I know, you know, we're starting at the end here of the meeting, but was there anything about those scenarios that kind of stuck out to you? Things that were important.
I think that looking at how as adults we can handle or like intervene in the situations that our students might be experiencing. And I think that was helpful to kind of talk to. I also think that, and especially it stood out during this conversation, but it kind of is like this, like, you know, undercurrent through our entire conversation, just by chance, the majority, if not all of the parents who attended this meeting, I think it may have been all of them, are also educators.
Oh.
So yeah. Like, I think there's this, so it's, you know, it's us, it's our own staff, and then we have parents, but those parents are also educators in other school districts. So I think there's this, always this kind of back and forth when they're talking, okay, well, this is what I would do as a second grade teacher, but also here's how I deal with things or would handle things with my own child. or like real world examples outside of the school setting. So I think that's where, when we were talking in that scenario, mm-hmm. you know, conversation, I felt like it was unique. I would be curious what that conversation would be like with a group of parents who were not also living that same day-to-day school experience.
Right, right. That makes sense. Yeah, I thought that's, I mean, I think that's a great point. You know, what is, everybody has their own reality. Everybody has their own input, and maybe that influence, you know, steers people in a different direction as far as some of the things that we talk to the students about. To go back to the meeting or the beginning of the meeting, we really focused on, I think this is another reoccurring thing, intentional language use. We talked about two main things in regards really to empathy. The first thing was always take the opportunity to highlight character development when talking to your students or your children. In that regard, talking or using intentional language, such as using the word kindness or, you know, instead of saying that was really nice, well, that was really kind, and here's why it was really kind, to kind of highlight that word so it is something that is in the back of the student's mind as well, that I want to be kind, and this is why, or this is how I can be kind. I was actually thinking during the meeting that I didn't bring up, what is her, Kristen Bell, you know, Kristen Bell, and what, she is married to Dax Shepherd, right? Yes. I'm making that up, or is that correct? Sounds correct. So,
culture, not.
I believe they were talking on a podcast about something that they do with their children when they're out to dinner, and the server comes over, and, you know, servers run around sometimes with their heads cut off, doing a bunch of different things. And they said they always try to point out some of the good characteristics that that server has so that their children have that mindset that this is something that, you know, they're working hard maybe for their families, or they're very organized because they are able to remember the orders that come from that table. And highlighting some of those things in the real world, they feel is very important for their children to understand. So that's kind of where my mindset went with, like, using that intentional language of those character words in dealing with, you know, situations that happen.
Yeah, I think that is, I mean, I think that's a really neat example. And I think that is important to be doing that. And I think hopefully when we're talking about using intentional language, we're able to, you know, translate that to when we're out mm-hmm. in public. And I think it can be used on the other end too, right? When we're trying to kind of shape behavior or expectations, is talking about, you know, what that looks like. And, you know, something that, you know, we do when our family, when we're going places, a lot of times we'll talk about what our expectations are and how you can follow them.
Achieve it, yeah.
So when we're respectful, what does respectful look like? Mm-hmm. You know, smiling, if somebody smiles at you, answering a question if somebody asks something of you. But I think it's important to, like, talk through them, because a lot of times just putting the word out there into the universe isn't necessarily meaningful.
Right.
Unless it's being taught.
And then on the back end, recognizing, right, hey, that was respectful because you did something, whatever the expectation was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that intentional language, and I have a feeling that we'll continue to talk about this intentional language as we continue to go through the book Thrivers into later chapters. And then really the second thing that we talked about was a quote that one of the members brought up, which was, let your kids know they're loved and cherished, but not better, superior, or worthier than any other. And it's creating that balance of a humble self-view, but respectful of others and how they should be treated as well. So I know that was another big talking point that led us down into some conversation, which then brought us to the scenario part, which I started with. That's kind of where we ended. Can you talk a little bit about the homework or the challenge, I guess, that we threw out to the members for the second book club meeting?
Yeah, so I think this has been a great opportunity to put some of what we're reading into practice. So our homework for this meeting was to consider to never do for your kids or students what they can do for themselves. So we encourage them to really reflect on that. and see how that can better support their kids, and then how we can really empower students to build resilience and confidence by essentially not doing for them what they're capable of doing, which is sometimes hard.
Yeah, and I think that was
being mindful of that.
Right, and I think that was another part that the author kind of built into it, was that that in itself, in some situations, you know, obviously, depending on what the parent is comfortable with, can build some of those character resilience and accountability and you know, those words that we're trying to achieve in reading this book. So that was a quick, I would say, 10-minute recap that we just kind of went into. But I really do think that the conversations are beneficial. I think that I'm learning a lot from the book of what things that I can do and hopefully kind of transition into some of the things that happen at the middle school and kind of intertwine those things into the day-to-day interactions and, you know, how, you know, we try to, you know, handle different situations that the students, you know, are in. That being said, our next meeting is today at 3 o'clock. So hopefully you'll hear this episode before you come and join our meeting. And then we will, you know, have our third meeting and have another recap after that. All right. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Beyond the Bell.